In our series, Vital Signs, a side effect of statins, millions of people use this cholesterol-lowering drug, but some have claimed they experienced muscle pain after taking statins. A recent study at the Cleveland Clinic confirmed the pain does occur. I talked about this with Dr. Juzer Lakhandwala, an interventional cardiologist at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. What exactly do statins do, and how?
It decreases the generation of cholesterol in the liver. So your body produces cholesterol, and it reduces that component of cholesterol.
Now, is there anything about that that would cause the muscle pain?
So they do think sometimes they can inhibit the enzymes in the muscles that lead to a generation of certain important substances that drive power in the muscles as a side effect.
And medical-related websites describe this as kind of a common side effect?
Well, it's about 15% or so at max in terms of the amount of people that would get it. So it's not everybody that gets it. And the side effect is reported more in clinical practice than it is in the trials. And I think in the clinical practice, it's more because we take more of a history and you have more of a heterogeneous group of people with different kinds of orthopedic problems that make it exacerbated with the statins.
Have you encountered patients who've had this?
We certainly have. And one thing I would like to point out, there was a recent study that was done about an alternative medication to statins. And while the study was done more to show that the alternative treatment works, one of the points I took away from that study was that they took people who had been shown to be intolerant to two or more statins. They took about 500 of those people in the trial. They gave half of them a placebo or a sugar pill and half of them the statin medication. Mm-hmm. And it turns out more than half of them developed the same symptoms with a sugar pill. So that would obviously tell you that their symptoms were not, in fact, related to the statin, but were related to other muscle-related problems, orthopedic problems, or whatever have you.
So they had some kind of pre-existing condition?
Exactly.
When combined with the use of the statin?
Well, and not only, because it happened with a sugar pill. Right. And so sometimes it's easy to blame the muscle aches on the statin, but in about more than half of the people that have concluded that it is a statin, it turns out not to be the case.
Now, what do your patients tell you?
They may get weakness in the thighs or the shoulder muscles after they've started the medication. It usually happens anywhere from a few weeks to starting it to up to 6 months. Generally, if you've tolerated it for beyond 6 months, it's very less likely to happen. And also, sometimes it can be very severe. Now, that is very rare, where it actually causes damage to the muscle, and you see a rise in the muscle enzymes in the blood test.
Are there certain risk factors?
One of the first things I do is identify if there's any other medication that could interact with the statin that's causing this. People that are deficient in vitamin D can also have an increased tendency to have muscle aches from statins. Another common condition is thyroid. So if you have a low thyroid, for example, that can also predispose you to these muscle aches from statins.
So when these kind of conditions come up, do you recommend that they not take the statin? Is there some alternative they could use instead?
It's important to realize that while the alternatives may reduce cholesterol, those alternatives are not necessarily shown to reduce the heart attacks or increase your chances of survival. The statins are a group of drugs that always have shown that. So one of the first things we do is we try to switch to a different type of statin, because there are some statins that are perhaps not as potent, but they have less side effects on the muscles. Sometimes we can go to every other day dosing of, you know, some people, of course, you will find that just can't tolerate the statins. And that's when we go to these newer group of drugs that have become available. They're actually injectable antibodies that bind these receptors in the liver that increase the uptake of cholesterol in the liver.
If you are taking statins, you have not experienced this pain, but it should come on, then what should you do?
One of the things we do is we try to discontinue the statin, particularly if it's not crucial, and see if that improves. And also we look for time course. If somebody has been on statin medication for many years and suddenly has a muscle pain, it's very less likely. But if they were just started on a statin maybe 3 or 6 months ago having muscle pain, then that may put it more towards the statin. One of the very important things to realize that in some people that are intolerant to statins, trying lifestyle changes may just be all they need. Reducing your red meats, other cholesterol-containing products, or exercise measures of improving and getting the numbers in the right direction that we mustn't forget.